If you're struggling with chronic congestion, sinus infections, or snoring, who evaluates you first matters. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your initial visit is with a board-certified ENT physician, not a shortcut and not a standardized script. Because real answers take real diagnostics and real experience. Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians offer the full spectrum of sinus and snoring care, from in-office treatments to advanced surgical options when needed. Personalized care, local physicians, long-term relief. Book your appointment now at OhioENTandAllergy.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Vinted is a great way to offload clothes you don't wear anymore, but more than that, it can help concentrate the mind on just how much stuff you have that you might not need. This happened to Moira Chassie Nicali, and she made a few bob for it. Moira, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Are you now, or were you like a mad shopper? Were you one of those people online all the time buying bits and bobs?
No, I wasn't, actually, believe it or not. I don't particularly enjoy shopping online or in person. But, you know, as you go through life, you just accumulate stuff. And if it's not broken or not torn or doesn't have a tear or a patch, you just kind of hold on to it just in case. And then you kind of realize the just in case pile is growing bigger and bigger. And then you just haven't got the will or the fortitude to go at it. And then life moves on. And then, you know, like I was finding clothes that I knew I'd bought in 2008, 2009. I don't care what anybody says. They're out of date. I was never wore them then. I'm never going to wear them now. And I was like, it was time to face up to it. And somebody else might wear them. And, you know, I said to myself, Jesus, I'm not going to wear these. Well, anybody else will. Now, I don't know if it was the costume department of a soap opera set in the 90s that was buying these or what. I don't know. But people bought them.
And so, then when you decided then, right, I'm going to put these on Vinted, was it a big job to decide what was going and what wasn't?
It was a big job to put the time aside, and that, I suppose that's the advice I'd give anyone. Like, you're not going to become a millionaire from doing this kind of job, even though there are some professional resellers out there who make a very good living from buying stuff and reselling them on Vinted. I discovered that too in the journey, but be that as it may, for the vast majority of us, you'd want the patience of Job, and it is a pain in the posterior. So you have to put aside an afternoon where you're going to go through the piles. You create a few piles, keep, you know, dump because you can't send it anywhere, and maybe try and sell it on Vinted. They were the piles I had. And then you have to go through those heartstrings that start pulling, go, oh, that is a nice top or that is a nice dress, but it's also two sizes too small and never fit you and never look good. It's not going to look good now. Forget about it. Right. So you have to get a bit ruthless. And after a while, you start losing patience and you just start firing everything into that pile. So there was a fairly big pile. So I would advise anyone, create that pile, have an afternoon put aside, have a bright, well-lit room and take loads of photos, because once you do it once, you never want to go through it again.
Now, yeah, that's the thing. It does sound like a lot of work, though.
It's a nightmare. It really is. Like, there was no joy in it whatsoever, except watching your little account going up 150 here, 290 there, €3, watching it build up. And also emptying out the presses. Like, there were presses here. And bear in mind, some of these clothes had moved from Galway to Dublin, back down to Galway, up to Dublin, and had never been worn. And it was like time to give in, you know, and get rid of them. So there was like a catharsis as well of just kind of accepting that's okay. I'm not 24 years old anymore. And the dress that I bought when I was 24 didn't look good on me then. It's not going to look good on me now, but somebody else might give it a new lease of life, you know. And it was just kind of nice to get rid and just be a little bit more intentional. And I found, and a few of my friends have kind of said this as well, maybe as we're getting older, we're just a little bit more comfortable in ourselves. We're not as trend driven. Maybe we kind of, Jesus, through a lot of trial and error, maybe 20, 30 years of buying the wrong stuff, you finally figured out what you should buy, you know?
Yeah. Now, but when you've, like, you've taken all, if each item of clothing, you have to take multiple photographs of it and make sure that you have all the size right and all that kind of stuff. Then, like, is it the case that certain things, some things just go immediately and then other things are just sitting there forever and you can't really figure out why?
Yes, absolutely. Some things, anything with a label or a tag or unworn will sell immediately, especially if it's children's clothing or baby clothing, which kind of makes sense because I, like every other new mother, ignored all the advice I was given. I bought loads of cute outfits when really all you needed was a load of baby grows and things to clean up vomit. And of course, I paid no attention to that and had loads of unworn little outfits that just never got the chance to put onto my baby and never even, some of them not even taken out of the packaging. They sold like at a rapid pace. And of course, why wouldn't they? Other things I found as well, bedding sells really, really quickly, actually, especially again if it's unworn, unused, still in its wrapping. I couldn't believe I found two fitted sheets in the depths of the hot press from Marks and Spencer for a bed that I don't even have anymore. Doesn't fit any bed I have. They sold within minutes. You know, will you ever make your money back? No, but at least you're making something back. You know what I mean? You're not just dumping it or firing it out into the bin.
Yeah.
So they're the things that sell quickly. Now, again, if you speak to the professionals who do this for a living, they have managed to find a way, like they are selling everything from like, you know, books to toys to electronics. I mean, I wouldn't have the will for it, but people are doing it.
Yeah. Now, and presumably there's a lot of trips to the post office as well to, for all this.
Oh, it is a nightmare. And then I found myself at times standing in the queue for the post office, and the queue could sometimes be quite lengthy and quite slow, and telling myself I am not even earning a quarter of minimum wage while I'm standing here losing half an hour of my life, 45 minutes at times to post things off, because you've promised that person you're going to post it and your rating depends on you posting it within 5 days or less, basically. So you got to get to the post office and you have to send it off, and you'd have like your little higgledy-piggledy bag full of little packages. And I know the people working in the post office probably hate to see me coming as well. So the way it works is, if say you buy a pair of jeans from me for a fiver, you will pay vintage six something, and that six something covers your postage, so I'm not paying the postage, you are. Prepaid postage label is there, so the lady in the post office has to scan it with her scanner, then she has to print it out, and it's a nightmare for all involved. But it's a circular economy. Apparently this is the way the world is working.
Okay, well, I mean, at least it's not Trump being thrown in a skip, I suppose. Now, you reckon you made about $1,000 in a year from doing this. But is it
just under that, yeah.
Does the money go into your bank account, or is there a kind of a vintage account you have and then you're looking at things and going, ooh, I like those trousers?
Exactly. So you have two choices. Well, actually, you have three choices. Sometimes they partner up with a charity partner, and if you're feeling extremely virtuous, you can send your money into there. You can send it to your own direct bank account. Or you can be, like I said, I'm not a full on saint now. I mean, I did my little bit for recycling in the world, but like I respent all my vintage money on other vintage clothes. So but what I will say is I got rid of about maybe three or four black bags full of clothing. And instead now in my wardrobe, I have three dresses. So what I did was, for example, a friend of mine was going to an award ceremony in November, and she asked me along, and there was a 70s theme. And previous me would have rushed out and panic bought four or five 70s theme outfits and maybe not worn any of them. This time around, I bought a dress that would be counted, I suppose, as a designer dress that would normally retail for 700, 800, 900 euro. It was worn once by the seller. I got a long sequin. I mean, I don't know about you, I'm not wearing this to Tesco. I bought one for like a fraction of the cost, and I wore that to the event, and I have a dry clean now, it's boxed up, and probably when sequin season comes around again, maybe next autumn, I'll re-upload it to sell it. So I'm better.
Right. Well, we look forward to Maura Trasnicali during sequin season. Maura, thanks a million for speaking with us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.